Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank the Lord for being here today and for his blessings unto us all. I thought about those songs that we've sang, the songs of Zion. They are encouraging to our hearts, and they're part of our defense mechanism. When the enemy comes in to cause harm to us, the Lord is there, right there with us. He has songs that we can sing that will encourage our hearts. I thought about being ready when Jesus comes. The enemy wants to deter us from our track, wants to get us off, wants us to go back into the world and into sin. But by the grace of the God, I want to be ready when Jesus comes as well. And I thought about that mansion that's empty. I thought about this many times before. I don't need a mansion in heaven. I'm glad that God has a mansion for me. But I don't need no mansion. I just want to be there. If I can get there, I'll come to your mansion. Come visit you. I'll be homeless in heaven. Doesn't matter. I just want to be in heaven at the end of the day. All right, I want you to pray for me this morning. I have something that I want the Lord to bless us to our hearts. It's an encouragement. I really like when the Lord gives me encouraging messages because they're not as difficult to preach. But he knows what he's doing when he gives us. Otherwise, you know, we have to give that as well. But I want this to be an encouragement to you this morning to help you along the way. If there was a title that we would give to it, it's, we want to give that title. We want to give it as feeling versus truth. All right, feeling versus truth. All right. And so sometimes what we feel can hinder us in terms of what we think about is true or not true. And so we're going to get into that this morning. Again, I want you to be praying for us this morning that we get it out like we want to this morning. All right. Many times along the way, on our journey, we can come to a place where we don't feel the closeness or the connection that we want to feel with God. I know you don't believe this, but ministers go through these types of places as well. Matter of fact, I have gone through this place recently, and I'm not quite out of the woods with it yet. But I want to encourage you this morning that God said he wouldn't leave us and he would not forsake us. And so we need to have an understanding that God is near us, even though we don't feel like he is near us by the grace of God. In these places, the enemy will come to give us discouraging thoughts. I thought about feelings. Sometimes the feeling comes first and then the thought, and then sometimes the thought comes first and then the feeling. All right. We have one song in our song books. It's song number 261, and it talks about pressing on, and it talks about in spite of doubt or feeling, God's word will take us through. So we need to press on. Sometimes we have doubts in our mind. These are thoughts. And then sometimes we have feelings, and they can cause us to feel in a way that we don't know if God loves us anymore. We don't know if we're saved anymore. We don't feel like we matter. We don't feel like we're good enough. These are all the things that come into our minds, and either the feeling causes us to think those things, or we think those things and then we have feelings. We get in those low places. But I want to encourage us this morning. God loves us. God loves us. I mean, he loves us, and he cares about us, and he wants us good things to come to us. And so I want to talk about that this morning by the grace and help of God. Somebody go to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. We want to really get into what truth can do for us when we're having these types of feelings by the grace and help of God. Thank you, son. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. If you beat me there, go ahead and read it. All right, very, very short verse, isn't it? How many words is that? Three words, isn't it? Pray without ceasing. We live in a world and we live in a time where when these feelings are coming against us, we're going to need to pray. So the first thing we do when we have these feelings is don't forget to pray.
All right, don't forget to pray. Sometimes you'll notice this along your journey. You're going through your day and you're having such a difficult time. And it seemed like nothing is going right. And it seemed like your attitude isn't where it need to be. And you're not having the response that you need to have. And you're not able to give, show Christ like you want to. And if you go back in your mind, when you got out of bed that morning, did you pray? There's a song that says, did you think to pray this moment, this morning? Did you stop just one moment to say, it'll give you comfort to your soul and this old wicked world if we just remember to pray. We have to start with prayer. We have to end with prayer. And like the verse is saying, pray without ceasing, that means we continue to pray. We have an attitude of prayer. This helps us when we're having these low feelings. Lord, where are you, Lord? I'm struggling here. Lord, I'm having a difficult time. Would you talk to me today? Would you touch me today? Would you lift me up, Lord? Would you help me to battle these thoughts that I'm having, Lord? I need you, Lord, today. This is common. Do you know that these feelings and these thoughts are common? Do you know that what you're going through is usually what somebody else is going through or has gone through? Why is that? Why is that? Same devil. Same devil. Do you know that? Nobody's higher or lower. We're all the same people. We're all humankind. Did you know that God doesn't make a difference between the rich person and the poor person? Doesn't make a difference between the color or the gender. That we all going to the same heaven and we all have the same devil to fight. And so we're all going through the same things. So the devil will come and he'll say, you're alone. You're not, nobody's there with you. Nobody's here to help you. Man, that's not true. It's just not true. And so we have to rely on truth to get us out of those places where we're feeling low. May God help us. When the world seems cold and you feel so blue, there's someone to care for you. When you need a friend to the end, there's someone who cares for you. There's someone to care, someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the sky and dry your tear from your eye. You're his child and he cares for you. Brings a chill to my body and encourages my heart to know that God cares for you. And do you not only know, not only does God care for you, but his people care for you. His people care for you. And so you're not alone. Somebody's praying for you. Somebody cares for you this morning. Praise God. All right, so we got a call to prayer. When we're having these low feelings, it is a call to prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. This means have an attitude of prayer. Your default position is to pray. All right. The second thing we want to do is we want to do some soul searching. Sometimes the reason why we're not feeling his presence is because we have stepped away from God in some kind of way. All right? Just a small step away from God is no good. All right? There's a song that also says, I want to walk as close as I possibly can. Lord, I want to walk just as close as I can and do my best for my fellow man. And if I fail, let me feel just one touch of thy hand. I want to walk as close as I possibly can. So any deviation from that walk that we're trying to have with the Lord, we will lose contact. We will lose that closeness with him. And so we need to make sure that we haven't stepped away from the Lord. All right, and so let's read in Psalms 139, verse number 23 and 24. I'm not going to tell you anything new this morning, but we want to encourage you. We want to uplift your spirits, want you to know that God loves you still, especially if you're feeling low. And then we want to give you the weapon of truth against the lies of the enemy. May God help us against those low feelings that are hurting us. All right, Psalms 139, verse number 23 and verse number 24. Talk to me this morning. All right. All right.
Try me and know my thoughts.
All right.
And see if there be any wicked way in me.
All right.
Lead me
Praise God. And so what we need to do is we need to go to the Lord somewhere in our prayer and say, Lord, have I displeased you in any way? Have I stepped away from, or am I going over something that you're trying to talk to me and I'm not listening here? Lord, is it something that I'm doing that I shouldn't be? Lord, is there something that I should be doing that I haven't been doing, Lord Jesus? Have mercy on me. Search me. Listen, sometimes we're being very honest with ourselves as best as we know how. But what happens is we can't be as honest as God is going to be with us. Do you know that there's been times where I said, Lord, I feel like I'm doing all right. Lord, I'm doing everything. I'm trying to do everything that you want me to do. I feel pretty good about it. But God says, what about this that I told you 2, 3, 4 weeks ago to deal with? And you said, Lord, I'll get to it. Lord, I'll get to it when I get a chance. You see? We need the Lord to help us. We need him to help us to be honest with ourselves and with one another, and most importantly with him. Lord, search me. Know my heart. I think I know my heart. I feel like I got my mind right. But Lord, if I don't, Lord, if I'm not all out for you, Lord, show me where I'm messing up at, Lord, and I'll humble myself and I'll do right by your grace and your help and your mercy. What we need to God to do is search our hearts and know our thoughts and see if there be any way in us that's not like him. All right, and if there is any deviation from what it is that God wants us to do, then by his grace and help and mercy, immediately, Lord, we begin to get back to where we need to be with the Lord. Then we will feel the closeness that we need to feel from him. We need to, that it'll lift us up and it'll help us. We need the Lord to help us to have nothing between our souls and our Savior. Now, let's talk a little bit more. Let's go to John. This is the text scripture of what we're talking about this morning. This is found in John 4 and 24. It's going to be talking about truth, and I want us to understand it's one thing to know the truth, but it's a whole nother thing to walk in that truth that will shine upon our pathway. We have to walk in this truth. We have to embrace it. We have to acknowledge it. We can't manipulate it in any way. It's not dependent upon our opinion and our logic and our thought. Truth is truth anyhow, and this is what has the power. You understand? There's power with truth. God's word is truth. And so we can rely on truth when we're feeling down and when we're feeling low and when the enemy is coming in like a flood. I can rely upon the truth of God's word to give me that defense against that enemy. And so we have to know truth, accept it, acknowledge it, live in it, walk in it, and be blessed thereby. May God help us this morning. John 4 and 24. Somebody read that for us this morning.
God is a spirit.
All right.
And they that worship him.
All right.
Worship him in spirit and in truth.
All right. It says here that God is a spirit. All right. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yes. All right. So we have an honesty before the Lord, and we give ourselves in a spiritual way to God. Yes. All right. We can't withhold ourselves if we're going to have God's blessings. But then the last portion of that scripture I want us to get a hold of, it says they that worship him must worship him in spirit, not only in spirit, but also in truth. All right. And so God is the originator of truth. Where the enemy is the originator of lies, right, God is the originator of truth. Yes. If you want to know what truth is, then you have to go to the source in order to get the truth. Yes. Right. Because what's going to happen? Let's go back again. I have the feeling. And so then the thought comes, and then the thought comes. And then now truth can be manipulated. You see? Or I have the thought, and then I get the feeling, and then truth is still manipulated, right? We can't trust our feelings all the time. I don't feel saved. There's been mornings that me personally, I'm not speaking in the abstract, I'm not speaking theoretically, I'm talking about me, I didn't feel saved. I'm talking about sometimes you don't feel saved.
Right. Right.
Okay? So you don't have to feel saved to be saved.
That's right.
If you're living according to God's word and his will and his way, you are saved.
Amen.
right? A lion can feel like a monkey, and a monkey can feel like a lion, but they shouldn't trade places and act like that. What you feel like doesn't make you what you are. You are what you are. You understand? May God help us this morning. So me feeling like I'm safe and not feeling like I'm safe, that is not what makes it true or not true. All right? See how the devil's trying to stop me from saying what I need to say? He knows I'm going to say it anyway. If I wasn't going to say it, I wouldn't have got up here. I already know what the truth is. So I got to do what I got to do, right? Yeah. I got to make heaven. I got to make it to that mansion.
Yeah.
You see? And so I'm going to tell it like he gave it to me by the grace and help of God this morning. Yeah. Truth is truth anyhow.
Yeah.
Right? And so if I'm saved, even if I don't feel, don't let the devil do you like that.
Yeah.
He'll do you like that. Oh, I don't feel saved. And so the choices that we make in response to the way that we feel, you see?
Yes.
I wasn't feeling saved this morning, so I'm a little bit less on my guard. When the enemy comes in, I'm listening a little more than what I normally would be. Now, it's not going to happen that day, but if we have a series of days like that, then I begin to get discouraged. Then I begin, you see, and now I'm in a backsliding condition.
Right.
Steal, kill, destroy. Who is that?
Enemy
of all souls. All souls, yours, mine, and anybody. So that's what he wants to do. So he wants to put together a string of days. And so we say, well, Lord, you gave me feelings, did God? Did God allow us and he's given us feelings? He did he not? He did. But he also gave us truth. You see? And so in spite of doubt or feeling, God's word will take us through. Rely on the word of God and not necessarily the feeling. I come through the victory. I'm on the mountaintop. If I see the devil, I'm going to give him problems. That's how I'm feeling. Right? But then what about if I go through another trial and I don't do so well and I'm not on the mountaintop? And so you see? See, don't let your feelings dictate. I am a, praise the Lord, my heart with his love is beaming. Why? I am a child of God. Heaven's golden light over me is streaming. I am a child of God. You understand what I'm saying? Stand on that. I'm a child of God. No, I didn't go through the trial like I wanted to. Yes, I may have to go through that trial again. But guess what? I'm a child of God today. I'm still a God, child of God. He still loves me. He's still dealing, willing to work with me. If I work with him, he'll work with me. A bruised reed he won't what? He will not break. A smoking flax he what? He won't quench. So if God, as long as God is willing to deal and work with me, then I'm going to still be a child of God. And I'm going to stick with him now. I'm going to stick with him. I'm going to stick with him. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick with the truth of God's word. I want to go to heaven. I want to be a child of God. I'm going to stick with that. That's truth. That's what's good for me. May God bless and help us this morning. All right, let's read a little bit more. The truth is independent. I want to define truth really quickly. All of us know what it is. Truth, if you really want to define it easily, it's what's fact. It's what's reality. It says what is in accordance with fact and reality. It's not subjective. It's not objective. It is what it is. It stands alone by itself. All right, so if it is what it is, then that's what it is, all right? And so I don't own truth. I don't have the ability to change truth. Truth is just what it is, okay? And so we need to understand that the world would have us to believe and the enemy would have us to believe that if you believe whatever you believe, then that's your truth. You don't own truth. Truth is just truth. That's it, right? I don't own it. You don't own it. It is what it is, right? And so I can't take my own interpretation, my own opinion, apply my own logic. Let me tell you something. You want to talk about logic? Bumblebee. There's no logic to a bumblebee. You see how big a bumblebee is? See how little his wings are? Shouldn't be able to fly. Doesn't make sense. But a bumblebee can fly, can't it? truth. You understand? There are things that doesn't, listen, it doesn't, some things just don't make sense.
Right.
If I humble myself, I'll be exalted. If I exalt myself, I'll be abased. That doesn't make sense. Seems like whatever you try to do, that's what you'll do. So if you seem like if you try to act all big and bad, then that's people, that's what you, no, it doesn't work like that. Yeah. Humble yourself. Let God exalt you, right? Yeah. God's truth is what matters and what counts. You understand? We can't, it's not open to interpretation. It is what it is. And we'll just stick with that. All right. So God is the Father. I spoke about this earlier. God is the Father, the originator of truth. The enemy is the originator of lies. Our feelings are in between the two. So depending on how we feel can affect how we accept what is truth and what is not, and it can affect our choices. So I want to give us some tools this morning, and I'm getting forward on what we're doing, but look like our time is getting away. I need to get at least half of this message done by the help of the Lord. So you be praying for me this morning, all right? Now, somebody go to John 14 and 6. Somebody get John 17 and 17. Hopefully I can get through all of this. If I can't, then I'll just get through what I can get through. Somebody read John 14 and 6 if you have that for us. We're talking about truth.
Jesus said unto him,
all right.
In the way,
all right.
And the life.
All right.
No man cometh unto the Father.
All right. Yeah. All right. So again, remember that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is part of the Godhead, which is God the Spirit, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. All right? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. All right? And so he is truth that walked and talked and lived among us, right? He is our example. And so if we are going to make heaven, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So if I'm going to call myself a child of God, if I'm going to call myself a Christian, what that means is I am walking the way that he walked. I'm talking the way that he talked. I'm acting and reacting like he would have me to act and react. All right? And that's my life's goal. That's the direction that I'm going in. I realize that it's a procession. Once you get saved, you don't get all the attributes. Once you get immediately, you understand? You grow as you go, and you go as you grow. But you can't get to where you're going if you don't have that goal in mind, if you don't have that determination in mind, if you don't align your actions with your thoughts. A lot of people say that they're Christians, but what they're doing, they have no intention of being Christ-like. Now, how are you going to be a Christian if you have no intention of being Christ-like? You should call yourself something else. I'm a Henryan, or whatever your name is. My name's Henry. So whatever your name is, you should say that. If you have the intention of being like yourself or like someone else other than Christ, then why are you calling yourself a Christian? If we're calling ourselves Christian by the help of the Lord, he's the way, right? So that's the direction. He is the truth. So if we have any misunderstanding, we can get it from the Lord, because he can make it clear unto us, and he's the life. And then he goes on to say, no man cometh unto the Father but by him. Yes. So our feelings, all right, are independent of him being the way, the truth, and the life. All right? The way that I feel, it is secondary to what God's, the truth of God's word. All right, if I'm going to go to heaven by his grace and help, I'm going to be like him. Yes. He is the way, the truth, and the life. All right, John 17 and 17.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
All right, so this makes it clear. What I wanted to get here is the second half of that scripture. The first half is of course, important. But the second half is it establishes his word as the truth.
Yes.
Do you know that sometimes if we're not careful, We have to know truth. Listen. We have to know truth.
Amen.
I'm not telling you that you can't read other books about Christianity and things of that nature. But I'll tell you what I've come up against a lot. I'll read a book, or I'll begin to read a book, and they'll hit you with all the good things, the things that are in agreement with the word of God.
Uh-huh.
And somewhere along the way in those readings, there'll be something. I'm not talking about something that is arbitrary or something that is of less importance. I'm talking about something that is foundational gospel truth.
Right.
There'll be a deviation from that. Mm-hmm. Now, how are you going to know about the deviation if you don't know the truth?
Yes.
In the same way, listen, you don't have to read the book. You can just be talking to somebody, and what they're saying, it sounds good. And if you don't know truth, you'll be done accepted something that is not of God, and it become a part of who you are. It'll become a part of your direction, and you'll get to the end of the way. And in the Bible, it talks about those that he said, not only do I not know you, but I never knew you.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that's how serious it is. I'm not telling, listen, if you do take on something that is not of God, and do you know that God will come and deal and work with you on that? But if you're not willing to accept what God is the light that he's shining upon you, then how can you be saved?
Right.
May God help us. So feelings, what happens is, what we do as human beings, I want to get into these feelings a little bit, because this is what we're very emotional creatures.
Right.
We have feelings. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying that truth and righteousness and godliness come before the way that you and I feel.
Right.
If I feel a certain way that is contrary, that is causing me to go away from the word, the way, and the will of God, I have the ability to go to God and say, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me. Help me in the way that I feel, and help me in the choices that I'm making because of the way that I feel. Help me in the thoughts because of the way that I'm feeling. Lord Jesus, I need you to help me. Because truth is not going to change.
Right.
It seems like sometimes people feel like because of what I feel, God and I have an understanding outside of what the Bible says. It doesn't work like that. Well, the circumstances and the situations that I listen, everybody, I'm going to tell you something, and you probably won't believe it, but this is true. Everybody is going to meet with traumatic experiences. This is how the devil is. This is why you're going to deal with it. Now, it may not be the same or to the same degree, but you're going to deal with some trauma. And those trauma is going to affect, that kind of trauma is going to affect your emotional state. It's going to affect your feelings. But it doesn't change the truth of God's word. It doesn't change that. Just because I've been traumatized, and listen, I'm not talking about being insensitive to what people have gone through. I've gone through quite a bit myself. And God has helped me, praise God. And I needed him to help me. What it means is God was there when the trauma occurred. It couldn't have happened if he didn't allow it. It's not his fault, but he did allow it. You know why he allows it? Because people have their own free will. And so what happens is, because God won't take your free will, trauma will occur, because the enemy will trick people into causing harm to other people.
Right.
Now you got to deal with these feelings. Now you got to deal with this trauma, these emotions. And what happens is the enemy's right in there to come and say, listen, that wasn't fair. That wasn't right. And so therefore, you should go with the way that you're feeling. And your feeling is not something that God would be pleased with. All right. I have the ability, and I don't know how God does it. God knows us. He understands us. But God knows he saw everything that went on.
Yeah.
And he has, the reason why I should have got saved earlier. I wish I would have got saved earlier. I promise you, it would have been even better. It's good, but it would have even been even better.
Yeah.
But I had went through a lot of things in my life. And so I had a lot of feelings, and I had a lot of thoughts that the enemy had presented to me that I accepted as truth. Don't fear no man, feel no pain. That's what I live by when I was in sin. Because I believed that since people didn't, and this is another thing I believe, they didn't care about me, so why should I care about them? This is things that I accepted as truth. These were based on what I came up against in my life as a young man. And so these feelings allowed for these thoughts to come in, and I accepted these things as truth, and they were destroying my life. Destroying them. Everything that was good about me was being taken away. And I was becoming something that God was not pleased with. Yah wasn't pleased with it. And most importantly, be after God, I wasn't pleased with it. But I had accepted some things that I believed were true based on the way I had been handled and treated and the things that I felt. And so the enemy came right in and believe this. This is good. May God help us this morning. Get saved early. If you're not saved, get saved today.
Amen.
I'll say that once again. If you're not saved, get saved today. Amen. What that does is it gives God more time to work with you. And so the more pain and suffering and heartache you've gone through, get saved now.
Amen.
Because you have to understand something. When God comes to heal the brokenhearted, I have to be, somebody get that scripture while I'm explaining this. Heal the brokenhearted, sight to the blind, heal the brokenhearted, that one. Somebody get that one. The point is, God is a healer.
Yes.
But do you know that if my heart is broken, if I am hurting, if my feelings are not right, my emotions are not right, I have to be complicit in that.
Right.
What that means is I have to be willing to allow him to heal me if he's going to heal me.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? One of my jobs is firefighter paramedic. And sometimes when I was on the box, we would go to these patients, and these patients, they would be severely, severely injured. Matter of fact, I believe there's a relationship between how bad somebody is injured and to how much sometimes they'll allow you to work with them. So the worse they're injured, if their leg is cut off, they don't want you to touch them whatsoever. But you are part of the healing process. You're going to come, you're going to bind them up, you're going to package them up and take them to the hospital. Perhaps their leg will be reattached or whatever it is. You're there to help. God is the same way, but because we've been through suffering and pain and hardship and difficulty, a lot of times we don't want God to get that close to us. May God help us.
Yeah.
Now, how can he help us if we won't let him?
Right.
How can he help us?
Right.
He can't help you. He can't help me.
Right.
If we won't let him, we have to let him.
Yeah.
And so you see, the feelings that we have can be detrimental in our own growth and development and moving forward. Moving toward a whole and a healthy human being, we can hinder that. Somebody read that scripture if you have it.
I'm going to read two scriptures. Psalms 147 and 3 said, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds.
Amen.
And Luke 4 and 18 said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Amen.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Amen.
He has preached deliverance to the captives and recovering sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised.
He wants to heal us. But even our own feelings can hinder him from doing that. Our own, what we have done, maybe we have accepted something as truth that is not truth, that is standing in the way of our own healing. May God help us this morning. All right, want to read? Well, I'm not going to get to it this morning. But what I want to do is I want to encourage you, go to 2 Timothy 2 and 15, and then if I get a chance, I want to talk about the feelings part. And I do want to say this before we close. Truth is, it helps us in staying the course when our feelings and our emotions are against us.
Right.
Okay, feelings are, there's something that God has given us. They are not a bad thing. but they can hinder us if we allow them to. And so there's a place that God wants us to get to that will allow him to help us with the way that we feel. The Bible says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, right? And so I want us to understand that God not only wants to help us with those feelings that we have, but he wants us to cling to truth and cling to what is fact, what is in accordance with fact and reality. Don't let the feeling distort or dictate our actions and our thought processes. May God help us. 2 Timothy 2 and 15 in closing. I'm sorry I didn't get you to all that I need to get to, but God knows what he's doing. Yes. Just pray for me. I want to be what he'd have me to be. 2 Timothy 2:15.
Study to show thyself approved unto God.
All right.
A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
All right, so the reason why we read this scripture is because, in closing, you need to get a whole understanding that it's not on anyone else to make sure that you are, you have a good understanding of the Word of God. Okay, we have preaching, we have teaching, we have songs, we have all of those things. But this scripture says study. Right? Don't just look at it. Don't glance at it. It means for you, I believe this with all of my heart, child of God or potential child of God. When you read that word of God and you don't understand something, what do you do? Stop immediately and just be fine with not knowing what it's saying. No. Study. When we go and study, when we come across the word or a concept in school and we're studying, what do? We go get other sources. We go to the teacher. We go to the classmate that seems to have a good grasp of what it is that is being taught. So the word is instructing you and I that the word of God is truth, and we have to know it in order to make heaven. He's the way, the truth, and the light, right? It's my job to personally accept the responsibility of knowing the truth of God's word, even if I have to study in order to get it. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Become acquainted with God's truth. Have a good understanding of God's truth. Have a good relationship with God. So if you don't know, if you go to somebody and they don't know, go to God. He knows, I guarantee you. He's the one that said it. And so when your relationship is intact with God, when your heart is right before the Lord and you're looking to learn something from God, he is either going to tell you himself, he's either going to direct you to other readings, he's either going to direct you to someone, but in some way, you're going to know what it is that God wants you to know. And it's important to know these things because why? Our feelings will hinder us if we're not careful. If we're not careful, we can read the word of God and the way that we feel can hinder the way that we interpret the word of God. Did you know that? May God help us. We want the truth of God's word.
Yes.
And we want to make heaven our home. We want to have a relationship with God that will stand the test of time and eternity. We want that. Okay? And the way that we're going to do it is not by allowing our feelings to dictate and control the choices that we make. That we don't allow the enemy through our feelings to come in. Don't tell me that you don't have thoughts that are not of God. I know you do. That's the devil's job. That's what he does. But if I'm in a low place already, I'm much more accepting. I'm much more willing to hear what the enemy is trying to say. Instead of, if I'm in the word of God, I'm close to the word of God, despite of the way that I feel, a scripture comes right up to my booyah right now. I got something to tell that devil.
Yes.
Get him up off me. Get him away from me. He's not my friend. He doesn't love me. He's not going to do me any good. We talked about Brother Job this morning in closing, and I know I said that already, so I said it, what, twice? So this is probably the third time. It's probably going to be it. All right. In closing, I want us to talk briefly. I want to say something about our Sunday school lessons. They are good, good, good. They are good. And there's a lot of truth. And there's a lot of help that we can get from our Sunday school lessons. We talked about the brother Job, and we talked about how he had it settled in his heart and in his mind that he was going to serve the Lord. The devil went to the Lord and said, I've been walking to and fro about the earth, and the Lord testified for Job and said, have you considered my servant Job? And so one of the things that I want to get us to get a hold of is if you are doing right, that's probably why you are in the trial. Right. Because God said, have you considered my servant? You name whoever you are. God does that. He wants to be glorified through our lives and through our obedience. And so one of the reasons why we have to go through the trials and the testing that we have to go through, because God is using us to be an example against what the enemy is trying to present in this world as truth. All right, and so he went and he saw, he presented Job to him. He said, well, Job serves you because you're nice to him. Look at him. He's rich. He's got a great family, and everything he does is it works out. And so, therefore, if you just let me get a hold of that young man, I'll make him curse you to your face. That's what he said. But Job had it in his heart and in his mind, like the three Hebrew boys. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Yes. In his heart and in his mind, he knew. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Yes. Right? And so he had in his heart and in his mind, he had a relationship with God because he was perfect and upright before God. He feared God and he eschewed evil. He knew that God was the good one. He knew that God was the one to follow after. And so no matter what the enemy did to him, the enemy took his family, killed his family. The enemy took his belongings, all of his riches, took that away, his cattle and all that stuff. And then after that, the devil came back and said, well, I tell you what, if I can make him sick and hurt him like that way, he'll quit on you. But Job had it settled in his heart and in his mind. God is love. God is the author of love. God loves me. He said, naked I came into the world, naked shall I return. You understand? So in other words, none of this stuff was mine in the first place. God gave it to me. If he blesses me, then why can't he allow difficulty to come my way? So in his heart and in his mind, even though he felt low, if you read Job, he got to low places. Yeah. He got to places where he felt bad. Yeah. But truth was it conquered. It won. It was overall. And so what I want us to be encouraged by is though you're going through the trial and the test, though you're going through the difficulty, be encouraged. Hide yourself in truth. Bolster and strengthen yourself in truth. Bolster yourself in drawing nigh unto God. If there be anything that would hinder the God being close to you and you feeling his presence, then seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. May God help us this morning. I want to be a child of God. I want to be what he would have me to be. I want to make heaven my home. I desire your prayers that I live a life that's pleasing unto God, that I be an example of the believers, that I'm not just somebody that's talking about it, but I want to be somebody that's doing it at all times by the grace and help of God. May God bless and help our hearts to understand what is being taught this morning, preached this morning, and may it bless you. Amen.